One day, Shelley walked up the stairs, opened the door to her room, and looked in, and there were socks all over the place. There were socks on the floor, socks on the bed, socks on the lights, socks hanging on the windows, and socks on the ceiling. She looked in and said, "I did not cause this mess." And her sock drawer was a little bit open, so she walked over to the sock drawer, took a hold of it, yanked it open, and there was a boy in there reading a book. And Shelley looked at the boy and said, "Get out of my sock drawer." And the boy said, "No." So Shelley ran downstairs. She says, "Mommy, mommy, mommy, did you put a boy in my sock drawer?" And the mother says, "I certainly did not." And Shelley said, "Well, there's one up there, and it puts socks all over my room." And the mother says, "If there's socks all over your room, clean them up." So Shelley went back upstairs. The boy was all gone. She cleaned up all the socks. It took her 2 hours. And when she was done, she said, "There, everything's okay now." And she was just going to walk out of the room when she saw a big, incredible lump in the middle of her bed. She walked over to the lump and listened, and she heard something digging. She said, "This is very strange." She pulled back the covers, and there was a boy. He was planting a tomato plant in her bed. He even had a hose coming in the window and he was watering it. And Shelley looked at the boy and he said, "I'm making a garden. Please go away." So she ran downstairs. She said, "Mommy, mommy, mommy, did you tell a boy to plant a tomato plant in my bed?" And the mother says, "I certainly did not." Well, Shelley ran back up and the boy was gone. And she said, "I better clean it up." It took her 2 hours to clean all the tomato plant and dirt off of her bed. And then she went downstairs and said, "I think I'll read a book." So she started reading a book, but after a while she couldn't see. She said, "This is strange. It's daytime. Why can't I see?" She looked around. Someone was painting the window black. She says, "I bet I know who is doing that." She pulled back the curtain, and there was the boy painting the window black. And Shelley said to him, Shelley says, I have a wonderful, nasty idea." She took the paintbrush from the boy, and she painted his ear black. A very strange thing happened. He grew 2 inches, ran around the room, and went out into the kitchen. Shelley went out into the kitchen and looked all around, and everything seemed okay, but then she found her feet were getting wet. And she said to her mother, "Are your feet getting wet?" The mother says, "Yes." She said to the father, "Are your feet getting wet?" And the father said, "Yes." She said to the cat, "Are your feet getting wet?" And the cat said, because it was completely underwater. So Shelley looked around. She said, "Something must be going wrong here." She looked, and there were soap suds coming out of the bread drawer. So she opened up the bread drawer, and there was the boy taking a bath. She had another wonderful, mean idea. She went over and turned the cold water on all the way. And when that cold water hit the boy, he went, "Ah!" Jumped up and sat down in the middle of the kitchen table. And the father looked at him and says, "What's this? I can't cook dinner with a boy in the kitchen table." And he threw a pork chop at the boy. Hit him right on the head. And the mother saw the boy right in the table and said, "What's this? I can't eat with a boy in the middle of the table." Then she threw the toast at the boy, hit him right on the head. And each time something hit him on the head, he grew 2 more inches. And then Shelley got an idea. She says, "I think I know what we should do. Every time we're mean to him, he grows. I'm going to give him a kiss." She walked up to the boy, and she kissed him right on the nose. He got smaller. The father said, He walked up to the boy and patted him on the head. And he got smaller still. And the mother says, "I know what I'll do." She walked over and she gave the boy a hug and a kiss. And he got so small, he disappeared entirely. And then Shelley said, "Let's have soapy bread for dinner." That's the end of the story.